Good morning, good morning, good morning. God is good, even when we're bad. Hallelujah! Things are happening. And we're getting closer to the greatest manifestation the world has ever seen, if they can see it. Spiritually being positioned is vitally, vitally important. Vitally important. We are in a time right now where I really truly believe God is exposing. Are you ready? God is exposing the dark side of reality. The dark side of what? Reality. Yeah. Now, so many people are living in a false reality, not realizing what's going on. I still run into so many people that have no idea what's going on. It's incredible. And they proclaim to be believers, but they don't read their Bible. They don't fellowship. They refuse to assemble. They watch TV. They go to jobs. They come home. They're living what the humans call normal life. But we don't live a normal life. We don't live a life according to the world. We live a life according to the future and the kingdom. Our life is different. Our life is in Him. It's not in us anymore. We live for Him, not for us. Turn to John chapter 8, please. Verse 42. Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the what? Devil." That's exposing the dark side of reality. So many people think the devil is just a cartoon. And the desires of your father, the devil, you want to do. He was a what? A murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. He speaks of a lie. He speaks from his own resources. Does everybody see this? From his what? Own resources. In other words, in his own reality. For he is the liar and the father of it. But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you're not of God. Man, that must have freaked them out. Pharisees and Sadducees. Because they thought they had it all together. You know, they belonged to that Sanhedrin club. With the hot tubs and jacuzzis and stuff like that. You know, they were all religious. They all proclaimed how much they knew. They were their Gothic clothes. Didn't even realize it. Just dressed them up. Oh, hallelujah. He's a father. He's the devil. He's a murderer. He's a liar. There's no truth. He's a father of false religions and all deception. He is the dark side of reality. His sources are from the dark side of reality. There is a dark side that God is exposing right now like never before. It is a reality of the dark side. He's making it real. Everyone say he's making it real. Like never before. John 10:10. The Bible says that the devil, the thief, does not come except to what? Steal and to kill and to destroy. Why? Because he's from the dark side of reality. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. Well, look at how much is being destroyed globally. How many people are starving? How many homeless people there are? We're blessed. But we're rescued for a purpose. Not for ourselves, but for Him. Amen. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But the hireling, he who is not of the sheep, one who does not own the sheep, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and a wolf catches the sheep and scatters them.
Wow.
The devil is the ruler of the dark side, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But the light has come to bring life and life abundantly. Jesus being the light. Why? Light exposes darkness, doesn't it? Amen. Matthew 27 and verse 45. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. There was darkness over all the land. This is called a marker. This was a marker from God to expose the dark side of reality. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, this man's calling for Elijah. All assumption. Immediately, one of them ran to, took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice, yield up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split. Another marker. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Another marker. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. The final marker of that time. And when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly this was the Son of God. And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joaz, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. Again, God exposed the dark side of reality with markers. This was bringing a new reality to humanity. The reality that there was truly a dark side. It was a reality, not a fiction. You know, I think there was more understanding of the world people understanding demonic forces than there is now, because everything has become common. The Bible says that the demons are increased in Babylon. It's all Babylon. Demons are increased. That's why people are being attacked more now than ever. People are falling left and right. God exposed the dark side of reality with markers of a new reality coming into the world. Think about the dead being raised and then going into the cities. Whoa, what a marker. Man, something's different. Remember what they kept saying about Jesus? There's something different about this man. He doesn't care what the Pharisees say or the scribes say. He takes the words that he's reading and brings them to life. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 and 9. What does it say? Be what? Sober, which is what? Alert. Be vigilant, which is consistent. Because your adversary, the what? The devil, the murderer, the liar, the deceiver, the ruler of the dark side of reality, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour or destroy. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. So, you know, we're all being attacked. The attack will increase. The devil seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, doesn't he? He to what? Promote his reality. He wants to promote his reality. That's where he gets people to sell their souls out for money, for fame, for fortune. Why? He keeps them in his reality, a dark place, that they can't see the light. Matthew 21 and verse 12. Then Jesus went into the temple of God, and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, "This it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a what? Den of thieves." Wow, why? Because the dark side entered in. Money changers entered the temple to profit and promote the dark side. The dark side of reality. You know how many people were cooperating with that? The Roman Empire, the Roman soldiers, they were all promoting it. Because why? They were of the dark side. It's not about race or creed or anything else. This is about demonic forces of darkness versus light. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. What does he say? "I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you." That's powerful. What does he mean by the Jews of the synagogue of Satan? The bankers. The Rothschild, Rockefellers, Vanderbilts. They're all the rulers. They're all part of Satan's kingdom. They are Jews. Fake Jews. But they are the synagogue of Satan. And they control and enslave people by debt. Listen, the Federal Reserve was created to bring people into slavery. That's its purpose. It was created by Satan's kingdom. It is a part of the dark side. We're going to talk more about some of this Tuesday. To get really deep into Revelation, what's going on right now. And how, the false religions and so forth. How people have changed times. How they changed the calendars so that you and I would miss the divine appointments from God. They've been keeping us in the dark. Does everybody get this? We have been deceived and lied to for so long, but things are changing. The dark side of reality is being exposed. And it's going to continue, and they're going to resist all they can. All they can. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6, please. Verse 8. We are about to enter a holy shift like never before. Everything's coming to the surface, including demons. In verse 8, let's speak it. "Now you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulteresses, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, which lesbians, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelries, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." Why? Because they are the dark side. They've been taken captive. "And such were some of you, but you were washed." So anybody can be rescued, can't they? "But such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." Oh, hallelujah. Servants now. We were servants of the dark side. Now we're servants of the light. Amen. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. Let's speak it. "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people do what? Turn away." Why? These are servants of the dark side. They haven't converted. Whether it's willingly or unwillingly, they haven't converted yet. Again, this is reality. This is not something that they just chose to be. They were born in this tradition and inherited to become this way. But God makes a way of escape to come out of that dark side inheritance. You and I all have been there. We've inherited the dark side of the reality. We manifested that reality. We promoted that reality. We lived that reality until Jesus came. And then we denied that reality and began. See, if you don't deny it, you can't expose it. Oh, hallelujah. Deuteronomy 18. Something big is getting ready to happen. And we don't want to get out of position. The enemy will try and attack you in every emotional state he can. Because that's all he's got. He knows that's the human part of weakness. Emotionalism. It's its own religion. There are many emotionalists. Don't look that up. Deuteronomy 18, verse 9. When you come into the land which the Lord your God has given you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or daughter pass through the fire. Wow, that's like abortion. You understand that? Because they were killing them. Or one who practices what? Witchcraft. Or a soothsayer. Or one who interprets omens or sorcerer. Or one who conjures spells or mediums or spiritists. Or one who calls up the dead. How about one who prays to the dead? Hello? For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will dispossess, listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. Why? He gave them prophets then. The Spirit of God would come upon certain prophets and speak to them. He gave them dreams and visions. He gave them the writings of Moses. Even the writings of Adam, which people you don't see out there no more. In fact, I don't even know. There's books of Adam. I mean, they're powerful. And I read a book. It tore me up when I read it about the torment that they went through, him and Eve, after God removed them from the garden. It was incredible. And only the Lord could keep them. They were starving to death, too, because they didn't know how to keep themselves and feed themselves. They used to go back to the garden and beg for food. And God would show up. He'd send an angel and redirect them. That was because of the fall. Terrible things. Anyways, hallelujah. We don't practice such things. Why? God is exposed. He exposed it then, didn't he? That's the dark side of reality. Even King Saul, he went to a medium, soothsayer, to find out so he could talk to Samuel. And he did. Because of the dark side. And Samuel rebuked King Saul for going to the medium. What are you doing having them call me? Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, verse 3. Let's speak it. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let none of you deceive you, no one deceive you with empty what? Words. But because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Do not be partakers with them. For you were once what? Darkness. But now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in goodness and all goodness and righteousness and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are what? They're evil. Why? Because they're controlled by the what? Dark side of reality. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians 6, 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, against the what? The trickeries to draw you into the dark side of reality. For some people, they're still kept there. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, the physical realm, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of what? Darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. This is so powerful. These are things that are exposing the dark side of reality, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it, the whole Bible is exposing the dark side of reality. Jesus came to expose the dark side of reality. Everything continues to expose the dark side of reality. And hope people will see, hear, and follow. Hopefully that they will awaken out of darkness and step into the light. Hebrews 12:25. See then that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. Now this yet once more indicates the removal of those things that are being shaken as of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. So the things of the dark side are easily shaken by the light. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. The Gospel of John 3:18. So, you know, you and I are to be making the dark side of reality a reality to humanity by being the light. You know, one of the things I ask people, well, you know, why they're going through what? Well, what's influencing you? Have you opened a door somewhere? I quote scriptures. Yes, all things are going to work to the good, but I'm not going to pat them on the back if they don't know what the heck's going on. So many people are patting people on the back. Oh, it's all going to be okay. No, it isn't. Not unless you know the truth to escape. The devil comes back to eat you up even more. And to steal, kill, and destroy even more. Things are not going to be okay. But I'm pulling the sword out, taking authority. And that's where you and I are praying for those who've been taken captive. That's why our warfare is behind closed doors. But then our warfare comes together when we worship and praise the Lord. Amen. John 3:18, please. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be what? Exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, and that they have been done in God. Wow. Acts 26, verse 15. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet. Do you remember when we used to persecute Jesus? But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both of things which you have seen and the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Now, is that powerful or what? I'm sending you out so that you could rescue those from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. You got to remember, these were words from Jesus. They ain't heard stuff like this. Here's Paul writing this all down. Jesus is telling all this stuff. This was the gospel. This is what's preached. And the Bible says that you and I will cast out devils, lay hands on the sick. Amen? To open their eyes in order to turn them from the darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. In other words, there's an inheritance, the inheritance of light, the promises and covenant of God Almighty. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves him, who begotten also loves him, who is begotten of him. By this we know we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, or the what? Dark side of reality. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Now we're going to close at 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. Let's speak it. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in God. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. That's why it's important to get his word. That's the difference between many people. They don't read their Bible. They don't have the word. They don't declare the words. That's why Jesus commanded, go disciple, go disciple, go disciple. Too many people are interested in signs and wonders and miracles. There's nothing wrong with that. But the greatest miracle is salvation. That's the greatest miracle. So God wants us to be discipled so we can follow what he did. Because without being discipled, people go astray. And then they open themselves up to familiar spirits and religious spirits. They get prideful and arrogant. And I've seen many people fall. Many people fall in that circumstance. So, Lord, we are honored and blessed. We thank you for your word. We thank you for exposing the dark side of reality. And we ask that you help us to stay positioned so we continue to expose it ourselves and rescue as many souls as possible for your glory. In Jesus' name.